Does money grow on trees? It's Home Economics with Sam Stubbs on 95BFM, thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Morning, Sam. Morning. Have you actually answered that question about the trees?
What question?
Does money grow on trees?
Yes, it does. It just grows very slowly. So you put one in there about 30 years later, it turns into money.
No, I can be problem. I need the cash now.
Yeah, I know. And the problem is you never know quite how much money that's going to be when you plant it, right?
Right, could just be 3 cents.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, my mum and dad had a guy next door who planted like 10 acres in pine trees.
Yep.
30 years later, he had to pay them to take the trees away.
What?
He got absolutely nothing for it, yeah. So,
ooh.
Yeah, that's painful.
Whereabouts was it? Something like out Grey Lane or something, no?
Out in Swanson, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, amazing, eh? Yeah. So sometimes with these things, you know, you get these commodity markets, right? Sometimes these things are worth a fortune and sometimes they're worth almost nothing, and it's all about supply.
I guess location and that sort of thing as well?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, with trees, for example, you know, if you plant little pockets of trees all over the place in weird places where they've got to build roads to get in and bring in trucks, it's expensive.
Yeah, so the place you want to build them is where they already have roads, but roads that no one really uses.
Yeah,
so you can just use them for that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so today you've come in here, Sam from Simplicity, who are a KiwiSaver provider, and of course the sponsor of the B Card. Thank you, Sam. And you're coming in to tell us how students can make $2,000 like that.
Yeah.
Good for students, I guess, if you're a student.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate.
All for the students getting more money.
Well, look, you know what? Someone said something to me last week, and this shows how old I am, mate, because when I was at Auckland Uni, they used to pay me $3,000 a year to come to university for 6 years. Isn't that unbelievable? Your bursaries and all this.
You shouldn't say that we're actually on campus.
I know. I'm that old. So I was there, and I didn't realise that student debt actually carried no interest, right?
Mm.
So you don't pay any interest. So that is basically free lending. So then I thought, hey, hold on. This is a complete no-brainer. Here's what you do. Join KiwiSaver. It doesn't matter how much money you put in, just join up right now.
Yep.
And then once you've been in it for 12 months, right, if you borrow $1,042 a year and just put it into your KiwiSaver account, so borrow it, put it in, the government will then give you, because you've got $1,042 in your account, the government will give you $521 extra that year, right?
Yeah.
So do that for 3 years. That means the government's given you $1,563 free money, right? And you haven't had to spend a cent on that stuff that you've borrowed, right? So that's just basically sitting in your KiwiSaver account. So you've got $1,042 and $521 every year. So that means after about 3 years, you've got about $5,000 in your KiwiSaver account.
But you've spent.
No, you've borrowed about $3,000 to have about $5,000. That money has also earned you money in your KiwiSaver account, about $300 or $400. So I reckon you'll have something around about $5,300, $5,500 after 3 years, right?
Yeah.
You'll owe $3,000, but you only pay that back when you're earning money, right? And that basically gets taken out of your salary, and it's been 0% interest, right?
Okay, so you see what I mean?
So you borrowed $3,000.
People are thinking the long term, though, Sam. This is a problem.
No, this is 3 years, mate. This is why you say this is free money. I've never seen free money beforehand. So you get $1,500 from the $1,560 from the government. They give it to you, and it's yours forever. And that money sits in your KiwiSaver account earning money. I reckon it's going to earn about $500 over 3 years, the money that you've borrowed, and then you repay it, and so you got five.
Why not just borrow the $3,000 straight from the get go? Chuck $3,000 in the first year.
You can't because the government will only give you up to $521, and they'll only do that if you've put in $1,042. So if you put in any more than that, you don't get
$521.
Mate,
I'm just really happy for the students.
Yeah, it is.
Know?
It's free
it's great
money,
that
mate.
They get free money, you know?
Free money.
And better people for that money to go to.
And guess what, mate? That will take you about 1 hour over 3 years. It's $2,000 an hour. Unfortunately, you can only do it for 1 hour, but it is $2,000. It's awesome.
That's pretty good. Did you take that on board, listeners? Do you want to run through that?
It's as simple as this, mate.
And it is for students, for people who have the capacity to get a student loan.
Yeah, at no interest. So this is the only source of free lending I know in the country, right? So open a KiwiSaver account. You've got to have it open for 1 year in order for this to work, right? Then by the 30th of June, borrow $1,042 on your student loan, stick it into your KiwiSaver account. The government will give you $521, and that money will earn you money because it's in the account over time. It could go up and down with the markets, but over time it should go up. And then after 3 years, the government's given you, what's it, $1,563 of free money. And then when you start working, you repay that extra, you know, that you've borrowed. But you've got over $5,000 sitting in your KiwiSaver account from the get-go. It's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, that you've just been given an insight into how to get free money. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about free money?
Oh, I love free money, mate.
I saw that, speaking of money, you guys made a donation. I saw that as a Simplicity user myself. I of course, get the mail outs.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and
cool.
I saw that you guys funneled some of your charitable donations to Christchurch. Well done,
so,
thanks for that.
Yeah, so actually 15% of our management fee goes to charity, and that's already adding up, Mikey, to about almost $30,000 a month now is what we give to charity. Wow. And about 20% of that money we always keep for emergencies, for things that happen in this country, which, you know, are basically terrible disasters, earthquakes, things like this. So we saw it. It's obviously a tragedy. The next morning, just phoned up the trustees and said, hey, let's give some money quickly so we can start, you know. And we just did it, $20,000 the day after.
Well done.
Felt great, mate.
Good stuff. Yeah. Hey, if people want to get a Simplicity, get on the Simplicity train, how do they do that?
Super simple, mate. Well, listen, it takes 2 minutes to enroll into KiwiSaver, and you can switch your provider online these days. You can switch from any provider to any provider, and it's super quick. I think it takes about 1.5 minutes now.
I switched from one of the big Australian banks.
Yeah,
which was my default thing.
Sometimes
I feel like they might have been a bit pissed off that I did, and they just don't feel. I don't feel I've got the. I don't feel as welcome there
the
sometimes,
love, the
you know
the
what I mean? Even
much.
On the app, you know? I just sort of, do you know what I mean?
Listen, they may be slightly pissed off because, look, in the time that you and I have been talking, they've made about $30,000 of profit.
Right.
The four Aussie banks. They make about $9,600 a minute.
And then if they get caught doing something dodgy, they don't pay their fines anyway. Well, that's right.
I'll let you say that one, mate.
Reflect on it. All right, Sam, thank you very much.
All
nice
right,
to see you. Have a good week.
Cheers, mate. See you later.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Thanks, Home boss. Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's only non-profit KiwiSaver plan, saving its members more than $4.5 million each year in fees.